Matameo, Disc 11.
Chapter 48. A silence had fallen upon the ledge. Friend and foe alike were hushed, as Matthias and the Weiret circled about. The warrior mouse straight-backed, moved lightly on his paws, the great sword of Martin held double-pawed against his right cheek. The Weiret crouched low, spear held pointing at his opponent, the loaded net making swift dragging noises as he cast it in small circles continuously. The eyes of the two fighters were locked as each tried to read the other's thoughts, hoping one false move of a paw would give him the advantage. Matthias attempted to keep his back to the entrance, where Orlando and his friends waited, but the cunning skill of the Weiret forced him round until he could feel the rat horde at his back. The Weiret snarled viciously and shuffled forwards, jabbing at his foe. Matthias was concentrating on the spear point and the swirling net. Not until too late did he feel the spear butt of a black-robed rat hit him in the back of his legs. The warrior mouse fell backwards. The Weiret hurled himself forward, spear first, but Matthias twisted to one side, caught the end of the net, and gave a sharp tug, adding impetus to his enemy's charge. There was a bubbling scream as the Weiret stumbled in his lunge, and the rat who had tripped Matthias with the spear butt staggered forward, impaled upon the Weiret's stabbing spear. Matthias goaded his foe sharply across his hind quarters with the needle-like sword point. The Weiret foamed and screeched as he shook the fallen rat from his spear point, casting the weighted net back over his shoulder. The weight struck Matthias on top of his head. Blackness interspersed with coloured stars exploded behind his eyes, and he felt rather than saw the spear jab at his throat as the Weiret attacked on the turn. There was a ringing clang as the warrior's sword point countered the spear blade. His head clearing, Matthias leapt nimbly forward, clipping the Weiret's slobbering jaw and slicing across his spear paw. Despite the ferocity of the attack, the Weiret kicked Matthias in the stomach and whipped away at his body with the folded net. He drove his opponent back until he was practically at the rock wall of the ledge. Matthias whirled the sword and came forwards, propelling himself forcefully off the rocks.
Red wall!
The fury of the onslaught drove the Weiret back. He took two sharp slashes upon his flanks before clouting Matthias in the face with the flat of his spear blade and throwing the net over the mouse warrior. Matthias knew he was snared. He could not use his sword, and the net weighed heavily upon him as the Weiret stooped to gather the ends and fully entrap him. Seeing a slim chance, Matthias trod on the grounded blade of the spear, causing the Weiret to try and pull the spear free. It was all the chance Matthias needed. He bulled forward, battering into the Weiret. Shoving hard with head and paws, he sent his foe hurtling back into the ranks of the rats. Matthias dropped his sword and fell flat, keeping his paws tight to his sides. The Weiret stumbled and struggled amid the rats. Holding only one edge of the net, he dragged at it. The net slid from Matthias, who snatched his sword and jumped up, charging straight in among the rats, hacking this way and that in an attempt to get at the Weiret.
Get out of there! Watch your back, Matthias!
Orlando roared from the cave mouth. Matthias dimly heard Orlando. With the spirit of Martin coursing through his veins, he whirled in a tight warrior's circle. Up, down, and at middle height, the great sword was everywhere at once in a glittering circle of steel. Rats fought to get out of its way. Weiret cut through the rats to Matthias's opposite side and regained the open space. As the warrior mouse came spinning out of the horde, he saw Weiret and carried on his deadly course. Still spinning, his sword sheared into the net, shredding it to a useless mass of cordage as it was swept from his foe beast's paw. The Weiret snatched a fallen stabbing spear, arming himself doubly. Prodding and thrusting, he locked blades with Matthias. The ring of sword upon spears echoed around the ledge as the pair fought madly, backwards and forwards, hacking and slicing, parrying and striking, in a hideous ritual of death.